sorry, what'd you say? No, ma'am, I haven't even said a word to me about it yet. I did get my flu shot back in December, but I haven't gotten the vaccine. Have you gotten yours?
Blessings on this beautiful evening that God has given us together. It's the Ash Wednesday. It's the start of our Lenten journey of 40 days, excluding Sundays, Monday through Saturdays, that will take us to the Easter. So this 40 days of Lent, we reflect on ourselves and also our faith journey and confront our own mortality and the brevity and the fragile nature of our life in this world. We take this time to confess our sins before God and before the community of faith, and also pray to God to realign our lives with the vows of baptism that we have taken one time in our life, to remember the vows of baptism. And also we acknowledge our human limitations. We are weak human beings living in a fallen world, need repentance constantly because we fall into sins on a regular basis. So this is a time of penitence and fasting. A lot of people do fasting during this time, and a time of confession and also leaving certain things, rejecting certain things in our lives that we want to reject during this time. You know, people give up a lot of things like food or sugar or things, whatever you like to pick, which are all good things. But at the same time, there are certain things that we ought to and we must reject and leave behind. And look at our lives and see about what we need to leave behind and move on. A lot of times we don't take time to think about those things, but today Pope Francis sent out a big list of things that we need to reject, and during this fast time that we need to reject on. So I can read that quickly for you. Remember to fast from words hurting others and say kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and filled with hope. Be filled with hope. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints, contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures of life and be prayerful. Fast, fill our hearts with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words and be silent and ready to listen. I thought these were reminders that we can keep in our hearts during this Lent time, that I thought would be a good reminder for all of us. So let us start our service tonight with that we'll end with the Asher. Let us pray. O God, maker of everything and judge of all that you have made, from the dust of the earth you have formed us, and from the dust of death you would raise us up. By the redemptive power of the cross, create in us clean hearts, O God, and put within us a new spirit, that we may repent of our sins and lead lives worthy of your calling, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, 504, Old Rugged Cross.
Let's face the camera, you can see yourself. Okay. For the dear land.
Lamb of God left his glory above to Mary to trophies at last I lay down. I look clean to your rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In that old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty. For 'twas on the old cross Jesus suffered and died to bear in a sanctified will. So I share trophies at last I lay down. I was clinging to your rugged cross and exchanged it someday for a crown. To that old rugged cross I will ever be true. In shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever shines.
when it says Martha there?
She's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know why
turned the video
that
off.
Okay, thank you.
The Psalter reading, the Psalter reading is
809.
Yeah, page 809 on the Blue Hymn Book, Psalm 90, 1 through 6. If you are able, please stand for the Psalter reading.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you have formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turn us back to the dust and say, turn back, O mortal ones.
For a thousand years in your sight are but yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass which is renewed in the morning.
In the morning, it flourishes and is renewed.
In the evening it fades and withers.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer as we remain standing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please remain standing also for the scripture reading. It is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 14.
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being in knowledge. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance to get against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be obedient and humble before your word, particularly during this Lent season as we start the journey of Lent. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your spirit, to love each other and to care for each other, Lord, during this time. And help us, Lord, to reflect on our lives, the brevity of our lives, how brief it is, so that we can use our time wisely, so that it will bring blessings to this world and honor to your name. As we take part in this service and take the ashes today, help us, Lord, to dedicate ourselves into your hand with full obedience, so that we can receive the power of resurrection as we finish this journey at Easter. Guide us with your spirit, bless us with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
We are all familiar with the test of the emergency broadcast system that comes on the radio and television without notice. And when it was in the middle of a talk show or a program that you're watching, it breaks in and starts the broadcast, and generally it's considered as an interruption. If you can remember, a couple of years ago there was a real nuclear emergency test happened in Hawaii and scared all the people in Hawaii. Remember that? And they had to shut down a lot of things. A nuclear emergency test system that went off without notice. So tests can be interruptions, but we know that they are necessary. It is necessary to be prepared to take action in the case of a real event. While Ash Wednesday may not signal an imminent return of our Lord Jesus Christ, because nobody knows when Christ is going to return, but the Father. But it does serve as an annual test for all the believers of our emergency response systems as disciples of Jesus Christ. The call to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God, and by marking the right beginning of repentance by receiving the ashes on your forehead, which is a mark of reminding these things during this time. It is a stark symbol that life is brief and every moment is precious. We never know when our time on this earth will come to an end. So we must do all that we can to do with our lives, with each second and each minute that God has given us. It is not something that many times people like to hear, but we all only have 365 days in a year. I'm not trying to scare you with this thing, but if you calculate an approximate estimation of your age, how many years you're going to live in this world. For example, 365 times 10 years would be 300,650 days. If you're 10 years, that's 3,650 days that's left. If it is 20 years, it's about 7,000 something. If it is 30 years left, it's add another 10,000 or more. So that is why in Psalm 90 that just we read, Moses is praying to God, teach me to count the number of my days so that I will gain a heart of wisdom. The number of days are not that long. It is something like the rear view mirror. The image is not exactly the same that you see on the mirror. It is closer than you think. So our life is so short that it is good to have this emergency test of, system that we test out at least once a year during this Lent time. So as Christians, our call is to seek to please not the people, but the God who created us and who made us. And Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, we read that, do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up your treasures in heaven, where there is no moth or rust that can consume it, and where thieves do not break and steal it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So as we begin this holy season together, let us not ignore the warning that is blaring by the emergency response system testing that is built into our tradition. This is one of them. Instead, take it as a call to action. Let us hear the invitation to observe a holy Lent as our marching orders, in which we get up and do what we need to do to be prepared for whatever may come this day and every day. The focus is during this time is to realign our lives with the scriptural practices of fasting, prayer, corporate and personal penitence, and giving alms and helping others during this time. At the same time, we need to examine ourselves and to our lives. Hatred, injustice, complaining and condemning and convicting, and many others like pride and greed, as we read a lot of things from the book of Colossians that we read today that Paul was talking about. And take on and clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ, to be loving and caring and compassionate, to show the character of Christ in our lives, through our lives. Lent allows us to look beyond ourselves and to identify with others and reach out to those in need. During this season, we are preparing ourselves and also preparing others to live a life that is worthy of our calling. We need to reclaim the practices of fasting and private prayer if we have not been doing it. Continue to do that. As we come before the ashes, it is a reminder of our mortal nature. From the dust of the earth, God created us. And unto the dust that you shall go. As we pray the prayer, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. To remind us how fragile and how brief our time in this world is. So as we come before these ashes today and take the cross in position on your forehead, remember that we are co-buried with Christ into a death like his, that we may be raised with him in a resurrection like. We need to come before these ashes with humility and obedience and with full mind of prayer, so that it will become power in us and through us to this world and around us. Easter season is, that's what we are waiting to look forward to, the power of resurrection, focusing on the risen Christ. During Lent we learn more deeply what it means to die to ourselves, and then at Easter time we will learn how to raise up ourselves from this mortal life. So the ash is a sign of mortality, as at baptism the cross is the sign of Christ's death and victory over sin and death. The sign made at the baptism becomes visible here to all during this solemn service of worship. It is a living reminder that we belong to Christ. And as people of God, as we gather here today, I invite you in the name of the church and of Jesus Christ to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, to make a right beginning of repentance. And as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now come before our Creator and our Redeemer and receive these ashes as a sign of our sorrow and repentance. Now and receive the imposition of the ashes.
Close. Okay.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together and reflect on our lives and dedicate our lives into your hands. Christ Jesus, lead us and give us the power of the Spirit so that we will be found faithful to follow you. Guide us in times of our doubts and perplexities of our lives. Keep us straight, Lord, until we end up in Easter and receive the power of resurrection through your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God, who has forgiven and fed us and given us his Spirit, now make us strong for these days ahead. May Jesus lead us and we be found faithful to follow. May the Spirit drive us into the wilderness, burning away the bad parts of our lives and purify our hearts for all to see and to be blessed. And may the blessing of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, mercy, Master and Lord, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.